It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Entrepreneurs in the Pittsburgh region are working to decipher why the city was ranked so low by Kauffman for startup activity. Tech startup contributor Bobby Zappala says not to fear and that the city is rich with development, and he's here to share his thoughts on Pittsburgh startups and the upcoming Thrival Festival. Bobby Zappala, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Always good to be here, Paul.
You've taken a look at the Kauffman ranking and heard from one of their representatives during a speech at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. What was said, and did it encourage you at all?
For me personally, it did. And I do want to thank Audrey Russo, who's the president of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, for inviting the Kauffman Foundation rep to come in and explain the rankings. Because as we know, that there's an interesting psychology there. When you have a really good ranking, everyone gets excited. And when something really bad happens, everybody freaks out. So I think this is a good instance of let's step back and look in more detail at what was actually going on there. So a couple of big takeaways for me personally. Number one, these rankings about startups, they're actually including all types of startup activity. So it doesn't necessarily limit itself to technology startups, software startups. It's everything from a laundromat to the new best software application. So a reason why we came out low in the rankings, one reason is it's partially a population density issue. You know, as our population now starts to actually tick forward and we have more immigration and influx into the city, we will see ourselves rise through these rankings as new businesses of all different sorts are registered and incorporated. So that's a big thing for us to think about. There were a lot of questions asked during this particular session at the Technology Council about venture capital funding and angel funding, and how significant is that to our being ranked where we were? Because sometimes we in Pittsburgh feel that, you know, we have not as much capital around as Silicon Valley or New York or a Boston. And while that's true in raw numbers, the reality of the Kauffman study shows that for 67% of new startup activity, the funding principally comes from personal savings and other sources. Only 6.5% comes from angel investment and venture capital investment. So while those numbers sometimes boggle your mind in terms of, oh, $500 million invested in Uber out in California, those are very exceptional circumstances and aren't necessarily what we should be looking toward when we're trying to lay a good foundation for startup activity and growth.
You've spent some time with the CEO and the COO of two Pittsburgh startups, Thread and Identified Technologies.
Yes.
Tell us about these companies and what the area's startup landscape means for them.
Those are two very interesting examples of Pittsburgh startups, because neither of them are necessarily your traditional, like a Facebook or a Twitter or something like that, that we often align with, oh, you know, startups in Silicon Valley. Thread is a very cool model. Founder Ian Rosenberger and his team have essentially turned waste and trash into usable threads and fabrics that can be incorporated into any types of items. Pet dishes, waterproof liners for bags, which is something that they've partnered with a local Pittsburgh company. They recently raised about $3.2 million, which was led by a Pittsburgh-based venture capital firm, Draper Investments, Draper Triangle Ventures. And it's pretty exciting because they're a B Corp, which is a new model that actually measures social impact as part of your bottom line of why you're doing the business. Some people refer to it as a triple bottom line business. And, you know, they've had some challenges. And I spoke to Lee Kimball, who is the chief operating officer and has been on this ride since the beginning, who said that, you know, at first there was a lack of understanding about the reasons for joining and registering as a B Corp. And investors were a little reticent because most investors want to invest in something purely on the bottom line. In this instance, they were saying, well, look, if we do well, we're also doing good because we're going into countries like Haiti and we're gathering trash and working with locals there who consequently are able to build their own local businesses off the ground. They then export that trash. They've built a good process for how they can reuse it and then incorporate it into other products. And they're working on some very interesting partnerships now with large companies whose names would be very recognizable, but I would get in trouble if I mentioned them at this point. So some really interesting news will be forthcoming about Thread as they continue to grow now that they've raised that round. identify technologies as a product of a new accelerator and incubator program called Alpha Lab Gear, which is now in its just bringing in its third class. Alpha Lab Gear is part of Innovation Works, and Alpha Lab Gear focuses on hardware companies. This is a startup from their first class, and Dick Zhang, who is the founder and CEO of Identify Technologies, actually left University of Pennsylvania to pursue this company because he felt like he had something really, really interesting that he was building. So he wasn't even 21 when he arrived here in Pittsburgh. In fact, I remember asking him if he wanted to go get a drink, and he politely declined. And you know, I thought, you know, maybe I just wasn't that interesting a guy for him to talk to, but he just wasn't 21. So a very, very bright young man. And when I asked him why he chose Alpha Lab Gear as opposed to other paths he may have been able to pursue to build this business, he said that it was really just a bottom line kind of looking at what he could do to best leverage assets. And coming to Pittsburgh, joining the incubator program at Alpha Lab Gear, he felt gave him the best shot at being successful. And I asked him why he wants to stay in Pittsburgh to build this company. And he said the bottom line is the industries in which he plays are thriving here, and he sees a lot of great opportunity. So it's not... I think it's nice when you see some folks who are building companies because they have a love affair with the city for one reason or another, but it's really nice to see that companies are looking to grow here because it reasonably is the best place for them to build that business. They've raised $2.5 million now, led by Birchmere Ventures, another one of our great prominent investment engines here, venture capital firms in Pittsburgh. And you know, their business, what they do is they use drones and they actually develop flight plans that are programmed, and then those drones fly in a pattern over a site and help map and input data, which is then stored in the cloud that contractors, construction workers, site planners and developers can use to avoid having to go out over difficult terrain manually and gather that information. So it's a very cool model.
We're talking with our tech startup contributor, Bobby Zappala, here on Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and the winners of the 2015 Up Prize contest were recently announced. What's involved in this competition, and who came out on top?
The Up Prize competition was actually created by a relationship developed between BNY Mellon and the Forbes Funds. So Kate Dewey, president of the Forbes Funds, had this great idea to say, look, there are really great ideas out there and technologies that could be used to support nonprofits and help nonprofits actually excel and innovate at a faster pace than they do, which is a difficult thing for them because of their lack of access to greater resources and their, you know, it's just a more difficult game for them to play. And so they partnered with BNY Mellon and said, look, why don't we put some money where our mouth is to help build companies that can actually push forward and advance great causes as well. Being that Pittsburgh's obviously a great philanthropic town and has a massive history in that respect, it was a very natural fit. Forbes Funds then went and recruited Matt Zeger from Harrisburg, who has a history of working in the innovation sector with the state, to run what was ultimately called and branded as the Up Prize Challenge, which was nearly $1 million set aside to provide funding to these startups that had interesting technologies with applications to the nonprofit sector. They had 100+ applications. I was fortunate enough to be an advisor in some of this process, and so got to see the depth of the quality of the applicants. They wrapped this up a couple weeks ago at the New Hazlett Theater, into a packed house with the final eight companies who were in the running for a $400,000 grand prize and two $200,000 prizes, which is significant money for any company.
I'll say.
The winner was Conversant Labs, a startup that has actually developed a suite of software products for the visually impaired. So their first big product called Say Shopping is actually now they're working with Target. And so when you go on Target's mobile shopping app, you can now, with audio inputs, you can actually go from searching for an item to purchasing it all without having to touch the screen. It's really fantastic.
Wow.
And then the two second place finishing teams, Marinus Analytics is a software tool that's used to help track those who are victims of sex trafficking. And so this is something where, you know, it's high impact. It's a very narrow, quote, market, if you will, but it's a very high impact tool built by some really exceptional people. And for them to get access to this funding is going to allow them to expand their operations significantly. And we're talking about locally, too. I mean, this is Pittsburgh is a problem they're working on. They're expanding it nationally, but we're not talking about an international thing. We're talking about sex trafficking. So these are things that are happening right under our nose that will now be addressed in a much more detailed and thorough manner and avoid these situations in the future. And then finally, Freckle, which is a great startup that is actually taking analytical data and applying it to foods and groceries and helping people make better and smarter decisions about what they eat. So they've partnered with the Pittsburgh Food Pantry to help, you know, leverage those tools and bring them into the nonprofit space so that everybody has access to making better decisions about the types of food they eat. So kudos to the Uprise team for putting these companies on display, not just for wanting to do well and make some money, but for solving some significant problems in the process.
And finally, your company, Thrill Mill, produces, of course, the Thrival Festival.
Yes.
It's now an annual event. What goes into this, and what can attendees expect here for the 2015 version?
Well, thanks, Paul, for allowing me to plug shamelessly. We're very excited about Thrival Festival this year. It takes place from September 21st through September 27th. We have moved the concert site to the Almano site, which is located in Hazelwood, across from the Hot Metal Bridge, and then a little bit further west. It's the old J&L Coke Works that's now owned by the RIDC. The foundations have contributed significant funding to redeveloping that stretch of property for a number of different uses, and it's really a beautiful site. Right now, it's a large green field that's been remediated over the last 10 years. So we're going to have a big chunk of space there with two stages, 25 national acts, Panic at the Disco, Wale, really some significant music artists coming to perform, and a lot of great local talent as well. And also incorporating a number of innovative elements and art and creative aspects to the site. So,
like what?
So there will be live art being built on site. There will be demonstrations, including building tiny houses and robotics installations. A lot of really interesting things. We were very fortunate to have Walnut Capital support us for a couple of years to allow us to build this event in Bakery Square. The problem was that we had some space constraints there. And while it was a cool site, we couldn't do a lot on the site beyond actually having the music. Now we have an opportunity to have a really big playground and bring some interesting elements to it as well. Now, throughout the week, and it would be a lot to dive into, there are literally 30 innovation programs that are going to be taking place at a variety of locations. Pittsburgh City Theater, the Energy Innovation Center on the Hill, Startup Town, the hardware store in Mount Washington, in our building on Broad Street where Thrill Mill, Alpha Lab, and Alpha Lab Gear are housed in East Liberty, and also in Bakery Square. There's a full schedule available now. We just published it, thrivalfestival.com/schedule. You will see all of the events in great detail. You can RSVP to anything in particular that interests you. We have keynote speakers every day. So the depth has increased dramatically, and we have a lot of very cool partners. So I would encourage all of our listeners to visit thrivalfestival.com to learn more about what's happening with the event this year.
Bobby Zappala is our tech startup contributor joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. Bobby, as always, great thanks.
Thank you, Paul.